The text for our consideration this morning is recorded in Mark chapter 4, the verses which were just read. Dear friends in Christ, our text today is one of the lesser known parables. It follows the parable of the sower, which is well known, and it follows it by only a few verses. And it is quite similar to the parable of the sower. Both parables speak of the kingdom of God. Both are set in a farmer's field. As we all know, the point of comparison in the parable of the sower is the soil, the hearing of the word of God. This parable looks at the word of God itself, the seed. As we go about our work at the seminary, we can find in this short parable both a word of warning as well as a word of encouragement. To put it simply, our purpose here is to learn to apply the word of God to the hearts of men. To that end, we study systematic, exegetical, historical, and practical theology. And having completed these classes, we expect and are expected to be better pastors. And indeed, we are. But here is where the warning lies. Our study of the Word of God can become an end unto itself. We pick apart, we analyze, we systematize the Word of God to such a degree that sometimes we might forget that it is the power of God unto salvation. Oh yes, it is important to study. It is important to analyze the Word of God, but not to the exclusion of applying it to ourselves and to others. Look at the farmer. He has learned about seeds. He has analyzed the process of germination. Without such study, the agricultural advancement that we have today could never have happened. But think of the farmer who spends so much time studying the seed that he forgets to plant his fields in the spring. That's crazy. It's absurd. Well, Christians, and especially students, often find themselves acting just as absurdly as that foolish farmer. Do we stress the word, the study of the word, to such a degree that we forget to use it? Think about your own private devotional life. You would think that the seminary, of all places, is one where private devotions and Bible study would flourish. Yet so many of us, myself included, find it difficult to set aside even 15 minutes to apply the Word of God to ourselves. One student mentioned to me just the other day that since he came to seminary, his devotional life has just about fallen apart. How about yours? Does classwork produce the growth and maturity that each of us will need in the parish? Yes, it does help to some degree. But classwork is not all there is. Sometimes we seem to act as though and think as though the success of God's word is dependent upon our study. When we think that way, we are wrong. The power of God's word comes from God himself. That is the encouragement that this text gives us. Listen to these words again. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He knows not how. When you think about it, that sounds almost as if the man who scatters the seed doesn't take any care for it at all after it's planted. Now we know that he doesn't care, We know that it's not that he doesn't care. He simply leaves the matter of growth to God. He leaves it in God's hands. As we seek to apply the Word of God to ourselves and to those around us, all we need to do is to see to it that the Word of God is proclaimed and used. God will see to it that it will take root. God will provide the growth. Our goal as Christians is to produce mature fruit. And here again, we can count on the Word of God. It produces the fruit, not us. Do you find yourselves dragging yourself to class in the morning, especially on dull, dreary days like today? I would suggest that part of the problem is that you have lost sight of the power of the Word of God in your life. Return to the Word. Seek in it the power it has for you. Do you become discouraged with the results of your devotional life? Stick with it, in spite of that fact. Remember that God makes His Word effective. God causes growth. God produces the fruit. All we need to do is use the Word in patience. No farmer plants his field one day and goes out the next with his combine ready for harvest the next day. God's word sometimes takes time. We must be patient for the word to take root, for it to grow, and finally for it to reach maturity. But remember, there can be no growth, no maturity, where there is no seed. Continue, therefore, to wait for that seed to grow and reach maturity in you. Continue to have trust that the power of God's word comes from God Himself. In Jesus' name, amen.